So here we are as believers in Jesus Christ. Here we are in the midst of the presence of the living God. Here are the words of God, Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before, and you've laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. As you begin to think about 31 days of drawing near to God, as you begin to think about your preparations of saying, God, I present myself before you as a living sacrifice. I have read Romans chapter 1 all the way to chapter 12. In view of God's mercy, of the blood of Christ, of the work of the cross, of the coming return of Christ, of the current crisis that we live in, of all that's been going on in the United States and around the world, as darkness encroaches and deception is stealing souls, here I stand as a child of God, saved, indwelt by the Spirit of God, the fire of the Holy Spirit dwelling within. God says, do not put out the Spirit's fire. God says, draw near. You draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Here you and I are in the beginning of these 31 days ablaze. Does it make any difference? If you want change to occur, yea, better than that, if you are someone that is not even sure that change should occur, let me tell you the will of God. Let me tell you what God says in the book of Philippians. That it is God that works in you, supernaturally operative inside you, Christian, to will and to act according to his good pleasure. Called by Christ, take up this cross. Called by the Spirit of God to be set apart for a holy purpose. You have been saved, you've been washed, you've been sanctified, you've been justified. You are dynamically growing. You've got all the promises and all of biblical revelation. It's all yours now in Christ. Every promise, every blessing, every ounce of the heart of God. You are embraced, you are loved, you are engraved on the hands, the palms of God. And so you and I are going to venture into 31 days. Now I pray that God changes me. I pray that God broadens me and lengthens me, stretches me, speaks into me. I pray that God, who teaches me what is best and leads me in the way that I should go. You ever read that in Isaiah 48? You ever read the goodness of God? Do you trust the goodness of God? Do you trust the God that died on the cross for your very life and soul? Do you trust Christ? Do you believe that he'll guide? Do you believe that he'll lead? Do you believe that he will deal with all the junk in your life? Are you ready to present yourself as a living sacrifice? That's the word of God, Romans chapter 12, as a living sacrifice to God. No longer being conformed by the patterns of the world, but being transformed, supernaturally transformed by the renewing, by the Holy Spirit renewing of the mind, of your life. It all involves our life. It all involves time. It all involves our heart. Do we want to go around living one foot in the kingdom and one foot in the fallen corruption of the world around us? Yes, there's a war, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and for the weak Christian, they look like giants. For the believer that begins to grow and appropriate the depths of the Word of God and all of the riches that they have in Christ, that believer begins to grow. That believer begins to grow strong and powerful, recognizing that the incredible dynamic salvation, the power of Christ, can touch the totality of your life. In these 31 days, are you ready to grow? Ready to change? Are you ready to be turned upside down? Are you ready for personal revival? Because it begins with spiritual evaluation today. This is day number one, spiritual evaluation. Listen, in the sight of God, omnipresence, omniscience. He knows everything about your life, everything from head to toe. He knows you better than yourself. Spiritual evaluation, where you are, what strength you have, what fruit you bear, what sins you hold, what flesh you get into, what aspects of the enemy's attacks. We're going to deal with spiritual assessment, where to begin, throw it out, making room, come near totally, come near with your fears, come near with your failure, come near with your hurt, come near with your sin. Well, you can look at the page that we have designed, 31 Days Ablaze. And all that matters right now is you and the unceasing, unbroken presence of the living Christ. I acknowledge the unceasing, living presence of Christ in me, upon me, with me. I acknowledge that every single promise and every word of instruction is now given to me. I acknowledge that it's God's will to know the depth of the knowledge, to gain the wisdom, to be clothed with the fullness of the power of the Spirit of the Lord. I don't know about you as a believer in Christ, whether you know what time it is, whether you see how crazy the world is. There are those that will report that the world is going to hell in a handbag. 2012 is coming. The great chaos is coming. The Antichrist is around the corner. There's an economic collapse. We can talk about all of this and all of a sudden realize that all we're doing is screaming about the darkness and proclaiming that there are giants in the land. What shall we do? Is this a time for fear? Is this a time for survival? Is this a time to run and to hide? Is this a time for the weakness that has plagued the body of Christ, once alive, but has grown dead? Strengthen what remains and is about to die, Jesus says to the church of Sardis. We pray today that He will speak to all of our hearts by the thousands and thousands and thousands as we simply gather around the Word of God. I will encourage you on this first day of spiritual evaluation that you will read and reread and read again and read again and saturate yourself in Psalm 139 and see the incredible revelation of God, see the incredible beauty of the Word of God and begin to praise God. Verse 14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. Verse 17, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast the sum of them. I don't know if you've sat back and contemplated, thought through, meditated upon this word. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast the sum of them. And so, in the immediate presence of God, I call my own life to be taken before a throne of grace And I will plead in verse 23 what the Word of God says. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. This awesome living God that shows us even the corruption, the fear, the failures is the same living personal God with dynamic grace, dynamic presence, dynamic power that then leads us in the way that we should go. So I pray. I pray right now in the name of the living Christ, dear Christian, dear believer in Christ, that you will embrace this goodness of God, that you will cry out, O God, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God, how vast the sum of them. May God visit us with incredible presence and power. May God visit us with the strength and the dynamic of the Word of God. May God root out in us those things that dampen the radiant fire of heaven, the radiance of Christ. Oh God, may there be a change in my life beginning today. I surrender 31 days to feast in your word and in your presence that you might change and bring change that will last forever. Oh God. This is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness. We encourage you to join us for 31 days ablaze. God's blessing, God's leading, God's mercy and grace, God's dynamic, unequaled presence fall upon you afresh, my friend.